This is Ian. He invited us here. He is going to play music and sounds for you. He will be the music guy.
This is Amanda. Soon she'll tell subject one and subject two what they should talk about. She'll tell them to do physical actions. She'll be the director lady. Here she is at work.
Although I have read Waiting for Godot, I wouldn't describe myself as an expert on Beckett, but I did enjoy reading Waiting for Godot in the sense of
Amanda will also talk to you, audience people.
Audience people, subject one and subject two will now tell you who you are.
Subject one and two, look at the audience and say, you are the audience.
Now that we all know what our roles are, we can begin.
I'm a very empathic human being. I mean, recently I've got a job doing a support work job, and I mean, it's mostly because of my empathetic skills. That's how I, why I was the man for the job, clearly. I mean, I'm also a very good listener. I can, if I'm in a situation, I will always listen to the opinions of the other person. Always keen to learn new skills, even if I don't know a lot about something, I'm eager to find out more about it. And you okay, man? Everyone okay? Yeah? You okay, man?
I suppose I would describe myself as more of a pessimist. There's more to be pessimistic about than to be optimistic about. Because that doesn't necessarily mean there's nothing to be cheerful about. But I suppose if you're miserable about more things, then the few things that are really nice to think about or look out or hear or whatever stick out more in the mind. Are you okay?
What's powerful in these ideas of distrust, pessimism, and disgust? How do we make sense of experimental musicians, performance artists, cultural critics, philosophers and scientists who doubt identity, existence and experience. Is it okay to be suspicious of the blind love of what it is to be human? Or of how our identities are constructed? What if our naivety about those identities leads to a special form of darkness? If much more is going on than we are aware of, are we in the dark exactly because we look right through what we should really see?
I can't believe Ian invited me and he hasn't even turned up.
He's not ready.
He's never ready.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Shut up!
Ian, tell subject one and subject two to shut up.
Shut up.
Ian, shut up.
Shut up.
That's interesting.
What did you feel about the last piece that you saw in there?
In a short summary, it was a bit of a downer, I suppose. But I enjoyed it in that sense. I enjoyed the fact that it was exploring pessimism so deeply and so fully, and looking at it from every different angle and looking up in a very deep level, exploring it and turning it over and over again. And you got the sense at the end that what did you think of the last piece you saw at episode two?
I'm a terrible gossip. You can't trust me with anything. I just love spreading rumours about people. I can't help it. It's appalling.
Audience people,
it's just,
look at subject two's hand as it wipes away
the tears. Yeah, I just can't be trusted. I don't even do it maliciously. I just...
Look at subject two, rise, and go to subject one,
people, it's awful.
And wipe away the tears.
I've got to stop.
That's interesting.
I can't believe Ian invited me here, and he hasn't even shown up.
He's not ready yet.
He's never ready.
Ooh, there's a boogeyman, the outsider who's trying to control us. There's the corporations and the governments and the... fuck them, let's protest and be free and be our real selves. You know, in a way, I'm implicating and you're implicating yourself as Pepsi-Cola and Nike and da-da-da, who's controlling people. Oh, we're bad. You know, if only they could be free of us and be their true selves. Like, that's such an asinine and untrue critique. Like, it's not what we're saying. And so I want to find a way to punctuate that if they were on their own, oh, maybe it's like, you know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Audience people, look at me. Look at the performers. Look at the microphones I use to speak to them. Look at Ian Campbell FW. Suspicious. When will he cue another sound and interrupt? Reassured. You already knew this. Your resume suggests that you may be overqualified or too experienced for this festival. You wouldn't be asking these questions if you didn't want to be a person who asks these questions. Nod. Think. Yeah, and what else? What are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Describe a situation where you had to use confrontation skills. Wonder, can I get my money back? Sigh, proudly. You have not been duped. On occasion, you are confronted by dishonesty, but you have always known your thoughts, your actions, your feelings are affectations. You are a veteran of the knowledge that you have always been and always will be subject to aestheticizing mechanisms. Now more than ever, later more than now. If you've prepared, you should have a good inside knowledge of our values and are expressing them now. There. There, there. Do you contribute to every scene? You want to work here. You do. And because you do, you don't ask as many questions anymore, not in the same way. Think in terms of skills, initiative, and adaptability. Admit that this situation was not easy, but say that it worked out well. That way, you are never just an extra, thriving in self-authored directives.
That last performance, the last reading, I was, I struggled with it a little. I mean, because I was pretty tired anyway, I was drinking a bit much last night, so I did doze off here and there, and yeah, I was a little bit bored, and I was just really tired as well, you know, and I was, doing a good job playing myself?
Yeah, I think so.
Ian, are you doing a good job playing with yourself?
Ian, tell subject one and two and the audience people and that guy who dropped off that thing randomly if you think you're doing a good job playing with yourself.
Yeah.
It's okay, this, you know? I mean, we're blameless up here. This may be the performers and people looking at us, but, you know, nobody's holding us responsible, so it's pretty easy to go ahead and do, you know? I mean, it's not our fault.
Disagree with you a little there. On the one hand, I suppose we are just vice participants, but on the other hand, we're still participants, and it's still the onus of whether or not it's a good or bad performance still falls on us as much as it does say, as in any other performance, say on the audience or on the Mandarin Ian or whatever on the screen behind us or the cameras watching us or whatever. So I don't know whether or not by that yardstick I'd use as a success or a failure.
That's interesting.
I can't believe Ian invited me here, and he hasn't shown up.
He's not ready yet.
He's never ready.
Ian, play the theme music as subject 1 and 2 take to the stage.
Sometimes I don't really know what those terms mean. I kind of think, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to think about it, whether or not I'm a pessimist or not.
Subject 2, find out if the thing is alright.
Is everything all right?
Subject 1. Pick up the Eric 12:14. And read the underlined text on page 4.
What's powerful in these ideas of distrust, pessimism, and disgust? How do we make sense of experimental musicians, performance artists, cultural critics, philosophers and scientists who doubt identity, existence, and experience? Is it okay to be suspicious of the blind love of what it is to be human, or of how our identities are constructed? What if our naivety about those identities leads to a special form of darkness? If much more is going on than we're aware of, are we in the dark exactly because we look right through what we should really see?
Shut up. Ian, shut up.
Look at me and tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
Subject 1 and 2, shut up. Return to neutrals.
That's interesting.
Suspicious, deeply, profoundly suspicious, and I find it very difficult to trust.
Audience people.
And that's from,
Look at subject one's hand as it wipes away tears on subject two's face.
The thing is that it's all
look at
well
subject
saying,
two rise.
Rise above it.
And go to subject one. And she wipes away the tears.
Especially from childhood. But I can't help it if I've got a long memory.
That's interesting.
Subject one. Tell two, you can't believe that Ian invited you here and hasn't shown up.
Anna, you can't believe that Ian has invited you here and hasn't shown up.
Subject two, tell one, he isn't ready.
He isn't ready.
Subject one, you tell two, he's never ready.
Anna, he's never ready.
Ooh, there's a boogeyman, the outsider who's trying to control us. There's like, oh, the corporations and the governments and how come? Let's protest and be free and be our real selves. You know, in a way, like, I'm implicating and you're implicating yourself as Pepsi Cola and Nike and da-da-da, who's controlling people. Oh, we're bad. You know, if only they could be free of us and be their true selves. Like, that's such an asinine and untrue critique. Like, it's not what we're saying. And so I want to find a way to punctuate that if they were on their own, oh, maybe it's like, you know what I mean? Sorry.
Audience people, look at me. Look at the performers. Look at the microphones I use to speak to them. Look at Ian Campbell, FW, suspicious. When will he cue another sound and interrupt? Reassured, you already knew this. Your resume suggests that you may be overqualified or too experienced for this festival. You wouldn't be asking these questions if you didn't want to be a person who asks these questions. Nod, think, yeah, and what else? What are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Describe a situation where you had to use confrontation skills. Wonder, can I get my money back? Sigh, proudly, you have not been duped. On occasion, you were confronted by dishonesty, but you have always known your thoughts, your actions, your feelings are affectations. You are a veteran of the knowledge that you have always been and always will be subject to aestheticizing mechanisms. Now more than ever, later more than now, if you prepared, you should have a good inside knowledge of our values and are expressing them. Now, there. Do you contribute to every scene? You want to work here, you do. And because you do, you don't ask as many questions anymore, not in the same way. Think in terms of skills, initiative, availability. Admit this situation wasn't easy. But say that it worked out well. That way you are never just an extra. Thriving, self-authored, directed.
Intellectually, by the standard argument that if you think that it's shallow, pretentious, and self-indulgent, then you just don't understand your art theory well enough. Am I doing a good job of playing myself?
Ian, tell Subject One if he is doing a good job playing himself.
We haven't really met before tonight, so it's hard to say, but I think you're maybe playing yourself and someone else.
Subject Two, ask Ian if he thinks he is doing a good job playing with himself.
Ian, are you doing a good job playing with yourself?
Ian, tell Subject One and Subject Two and the audience people and me if you think you're doing a good job playing with yourself. Subject One, explain to Two how you feel about this performance.
Anna, I feel this performance is chaotic but enjoyable at the same time.
So,
It feels quite amazing, kind of in my body, being on stage in front of people. It's quite strange and kind of feeling like you're fucking up and it's not quite working. But that feels kind of even better.
That's interesting.
He isn't ready.
Tell Two he's never ready.
He's never ready.
Ian, play the theme music as Subject One and Subject Two take to the stage.
This is Amanda. Soon she'll tell Subject One and Subject Two what they should talk about. She'll tell them to do physical actions. She'll be the director lady. Here she is at work. Amanda also talked to you, audience people.
Audience people, Subject One and Subject Two will now tell you who you are.
You are the audience.
Now that we all know what our roles are, we may begin. Cult.
largely because I haven't really fucked up childhood, which led me to think that life is pretty shit, really. But over my sort of evolution, we talk about evolution today, well, over my evolution as a human being, I think I'm actually becoming much more and I think it's being an optimist is probably much healthier for me. Why not be an optimist? Because, you know, it's much nicer being an optimist. I just want to laugh because you're
Ian, tell subject one and subject two to shut up.
Shut up.
Ian, shut up. That's interesting. That's interesting. Can't believe he invited me here and he hasn't showed up. He isn't ready. He's never ready.
Ooh, there's a boogeyman, the outsider who's trying to control us. There's like, oh, the corporations and the governments and the... Fuck them, let's protest and be free and be our real selves, you know, in a way. Like, I'm behaving, you're behaving yourself as Pepsi-Cola and Nike and da-da-da, who's controlling people. Oh, we're bad, you know. If only they could be free of us and be the true selves. Like, that's such an asinine and untrue critique. Like, it's not what we're saying. And so I want to find a way to punctuate that if they were on their own. Oh, maybe it's like, you know what I mean? Sorry. Ooh, there's a boogeyman. Yep.
Audience people, look at me, look at the performers, look at the microphones I use to speak to them. Look at Ian Campbell, FW, suspicious. When will he cue another sound and interrupt? Reassured, you already knew this. Your resume suggests that you may be overqualified or too experienced for this festival. You wouldn't be asking these questions if you didn't want to be a person who asks these questions. Nod, think. Yeah, and what else? What are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Describe a situation where you had to use confrontation skills. Wonder, can I get my money back? Sigh, proudly, you have not been duped. On occasion, you are confronted by dishonesty, but you have always known your thoughts, your actions, your feelings are affectations. You are a veteran of the knowledge that you have always been and always will be subject to aestheticizing mechanisms. Now more than ever, later more than now. If you've prepared, you should have a good inside knowledge of our values and are expressing them. Now, there. There. Do you contribute to other cities? You want to work here. You do. And because you do, you don't ask as many questions anymore, not in the same way. Think in terms of skills, initiative, and availability. Admit that this situation was not easy. Say that it worked out well. That way you are never just an extra, thriving, self-authored, directed. Ian, tell subject one and subject two and the audience people if you think you're doing a good job playing with yourself.
Laughing a lot. I
totally unexpected. Never really done anything like this before.
That's interesting. Ian, play the theme music as subject one and subject two take to the stage. Now that we all know what our roles are, we can begin.